time to salute our area graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network and the first. Good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about, the final countdown, because we are moving towards a climax in history. And ladies and gentlemen, the world we have known in the past is not going to return. Everybody's just waiting to get through this, and everything's going to be just fine on the other side. And the truth of the matter is, it's not going to be fine on the other side. The old world is gone. We've moved into a new era. But what does it hold? Well, with the background and understanding what's taking place from a biblical perspective, Pastor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure to be on.
Go right ahead.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the Final Countdown series, and basically it's our way to, frankly, get the truth out. And, you know, people are out there, you know, the truth is out there. And yeah, it's out there, except it's not from an alien. It's from the Bible. And the Bible tells us, because God loves us, because he cares, what would happen? So we'd have a heads up and at least an opportunity to respond before it's too late. Because the Antichrist system that was prophesied 2,000 years ago is coming to this planet very quickly. And so that's what we want to do, because unfortunately there's a trend going on in the church who should get this information out. People just don't seem to want to touch Bible prophecy with a 10-foot pole, or they've been conditioned to say those are just those wacky people or conspiracy theorists, and I don't want to touch that stuff. It'll cause division. And yet the irony is this stuff is happening so fast, unlike even 10 years ago. It's happening so fast that people need to be made aware of it. So we were trying to be responsible and trying to get the truth out, and so we provide the final countdown. 10 different signs. How do we know we are fast approaching, living in the end days, and you need to be ready? We've already covered with the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy in the church, the move for the one world religion, and where we're on is the tail end of the one world government. And we get that as a clear sign in Bible prophecy. How do you know you're approaching the last days? Why should I listen to you, Pastor Billy? Why should I, avail myself of the information on the final countdown? I mean, you Christians have been saying this for so long, and nothing ever seems to transpire. Well, here's what's different. We are beginning to see these things unfold. And by the way, on the final countdown, we show video clip after video clip after video clip. Very, very redundant, because we know that what we are about to share, most people are conditioned to write off as a conspiracy theory. And that's why we wanted to much more work for us. But we wanted to provide you the information with your own eyes so you can see it yourself. It's not just some downloading some article from joeschmo.com or wackyconspiracyguy.org. And hopefully those aren't websites. But this you can see with your own eyes. And when it comes to the one world government, folks, it's happening in this whole economic mess. That's the next sign, one world economy. It is bringing everything out on the carpet. And the Bible talked about this as the Antichrist system. You're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. It is not going to get better. It is going to get worse, much worse, worse than your worst nightmare. Jesus said this time that's coming on the planet with the Antichrist kingdom is worse than any other period in the whole history of humanity. And unless God was merciful and shortened the days, not one human would survive. But we see this Antichrist system. How do you know it's getting close? Well, the Bible says that in the last days, there's not only going to be a push for a one-world religion, and we see that today, but because the Antichrist wants to be worshipped, there's going to be a one-world government, and he wants total, absolute, total control. Okay, Revelation chapter 13 says this, "And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The dragon, or Satan, defined by the text, gave the beast, the Antichrist, his power and his throne and great authority. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation." So the Bible clearly says there's coming a day when all the inhabitants of the earth will be under the authority of the Antichrist himself. One day this whole world, folks, is going to be unified not just into a one-world government, but one that is actually inspired by Satan. It's going to be a satanically inspired system. Now you're saying, well, gee whiz, could that really happen? Well, of course, folks. Now, in history, for the scoffer, they'd say, well, you know, that could be like Nero, or that could be Napoleon, that could be... No, notice the context. It's the whole world. Do we see any signs, not a section of the world, but do we see a sign that the whole world is coming together in a one-world government that's satanically inspired? And so far, we already dealt with the first two issues that we know it's happening, and that the first sign was, of course, the rise of a new world order. And what we saw last time, I'm not going to go over it again, but we saw that right now is waiting for approval or is already in place. The plans for absolute total control of the world with a world government, a world court, with world capitals, world police or army. Okay, and the common tactics they're using, they've been using throughout history, is fear manipulation. People are more apt, they know, to surrender their freedoms in a time of fear, just like now, folks, what they're doing with the economy, that you're more apt to surrender your freedoms, okay, in a time of fear than in a time of peace. So everything is a crisis. Everything's a crisis. And so it's not a problem. It's a crisis waiting to explode. And so they've corralled you and I to usher in the appropriate response.
And I think so interesting that never before has every nation in the world been interconnected through finances, and the whole financial system of the whole world is collapsing, primarily because of the policies of our government, and of course, but our government is leading the road towards this one world government. We are the major force behind this effort, first of all, to create the problem, but our solution is this one world government. That's what it's all about. That's what the meeting of the G20 was about 2 weeks ago. That's what Henry Kissinger's article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January of this year, and you need to get it, and you need to read it. Incidentally, they pulled it down. We have the original one. Henry Kissinger's modified it a little bit, and it's amazing how they were able to censor the original one. You can only get his modification, but we have the original if you'd like to get it. And the solution, as he says, it's either you join this world system or you're going to face chaos and destruction as a nation. So go ahead, Pastor.
Well, and that's just it. And that's why, you know, and again, I keep saying the scoffer. Well, Dr. Martin, I was the biggest scoffer on the planet. Nobody thought Christianity was a bunch of lulus more than I did. I thought Christians were a bunch of dumb idiots and had to have a book tell them what to do. I was the real hypocrite because did I ever pick up the Bible? Did I ever read it? I mean, if I was going to make a blanket statement that it's just a book of errors whooped up by man, or it's used to instill fear and control over the minds of people and brainwash them, you'd think I'd pick it up. No, of course not. And again, so I understand what it means to scoff, and that's what makes these times so different, is we are living in times when this is happening on a global scale that's never happened before.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113. Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Bible Frontier Church. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, and you know, a lot of people think they're saying, "Well, hey, listen, no way, man, they ain't going to get me. You know, I'm just going to hide out in the hills, and I'm just going to store up some food, and boy, they're just not going to get me." Well, and that's what I want to deal with today, because they've already thought about that, folks. They've thought about that. They've had that. They've been working on this baby for a long time. If you get the Final Countdown book, you'll see an actual litmus of a timeline that was created to show you that it's been in process for a long time. It's coming to fruition right now before your very eyes. But the way that they've kept that to keep people is not only with a new world order, and then they've also figured out that they also need to have a universal standard behavior with the Agenda 21, what job you can get, what housing you can have, what education, health care you can get, your transportation, how many children you can have. They're going to govern every single thing, and you might think, absolutely not, you ain't going to get me. Well, it's called the third one that we know we're headed for, a sign that we're headed for one more government, is a universal big brother. And you just stop and think about it. Put yourself, if you will, if you can, in the Antichrist shoes, okay? Now, if you're going to dupe the whole world into creating a one-world government, you know that people are going to eventually start to catch on, and not everybody's going to think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, okay? So they're going to want to rebel. They're going to want to oppose this. They're going to run and hide. So what are you going to do then, Antichrist? Well, he's going to develop a universal global monitoring system so he can dictate universal compliance. And so that's the question. Gee whiz, do we have the technology today to monitor and track people to maintain them into this system or not and see who's the offenders and who's not? Well, of course. Let me give you just a few of the surveillance technology that's out there and that they have at their disposal, and that they use all over the world, and just even recently with executive orders, they got full authority to use them, yes, against you and I. Let me give you a couple examples. There's now an aerosol spray that makes unopened envelopes transparent so that the contents can be read, and that's right, it's very clean. It leaves no stains or smudging. The FBI was granted permission for a new program called Digital Storm, which quadruples phone tapping over the next decade. They got hidden microphones, put on utility poles in L.A. to monitor, of course, strange noises. Every square foot of farming land in Australia right now is being watched via satellite to monitor food production and crop yields. Now, we talked about that last time, also grabbing control of the global food supply, because you can go without fuel, but you can't go without food. It's the total control. And you might think, well, maybe that's just those people down under. No, here in America, satellites are being used by state governments right now to search for unreported improvements on your home or property, because then that means you're not paying your taxes, and they want to make sure you do that. They're using it to monitor, to check for water use permits, and of course, thanks to environmentalism, to find out if you're doing improper tree cutting. And they do that with the eye in the sky, with the satellites. They got radar guns that uses radio waves that can peer through concrete walls. and they're utilizing also satellite technology with the same capability. Right now they have the ability to aim an antenna at your computer monitor. They could be outside your house, okay, or your office, your workplace, wherever you are. And from the radiation that's emitted from your monitor, they can reconstruct the images on your screen. They can see what you're doing on your computer. But that's not all. I mean, you've heard of the UAVs, or hope most people have them, I'm sure, unmanned aerial vehicles that they use. They use them in conflicts and around the world. Those are becoming commonplace nowadays. Well, they've also come out what's called MAVs that most people have no clue. This is absolutely wild. People, you can check it out yourself. Those are called micro area vehicles, okay? And they you can check it out. Go ahead and Google it. There's all kinds of them. These little micro area vehicles, they're the next generation of drones is what they call them. But they make them purposely look like insects. They can be as tiny as bumblebees, and they fly around, and they fly around undetected into buildings where they can photograph, record, and they're designed to look specifically as insects so they can spy on enemies and conduct dangerous missions without risking lives. But, of course, the assumption is they'll never use it on you and I. But that's not all. I also shared on the final countdown, they've also developed something even smaller than an insect to monitor you and I. It's called Smart Dust. And Smart Dust is just a little tiny, basically, monitoring device with the RFID technology, which stands for Radio Frequency Identification Technology. And it's just basically as small as dust. And you can throw in the air, and away you go. And the FBI is using it, the military's been using it, and who knows who else at this point is using it. But let me read to you an article how this stuff works. There's a company, you can Google it, called Nox Defense, N-O-X, and it's developed an invisible perimeter defense technology. And it combines high-resolution video pictures and RFID tags to help users track assets and people in real-time, quote, without their knowledge. The system, according to the press release, allows security officers to see a theft or intrusion as it happens and track a stolen object, even if concealed inside of a briefcase, under a jacket, or stuffed inside of a sock. Here's how it works. RFID readers are hidden inside walls, floors, and ceilings, while tiny RFID tags, the dust, are strewn and thrown around where they can be picked up by unsuspecting thieves, or, frankly, just unsuspecting people. Okay, but that's another story. As it turns out, they're using this spy dust, the FBI is, and one of the ways that they're doing it is they're just, you know, sprinkling it on the floor. And what happens is people walk by, you don't have to be a thief, just somebody, you walk by, you pick up this smart dust on your shoes, okay, and they begin to track you. And it also begins to work with video surveillance technology, and they can constantly keep an eye on you. It's almost like, what, I think it was that movie with Tom Cruise with Minority Report or something like that, I believe it was, and he was walking around, and everything, wherever he walked, the monitor screens began to pick him up and talk to him and stuff. Folks, we have that technology today. In fact, my theory is Hollywood does a wonderful job of educating us of the society that is going to be created. And we think it's just entertainment. No, that's called conditioning, getting you used to the society that you're going to be kept under. And people don't realize that this stuff really goes on, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of this surveillance technology. And remember the reason why. The Antichrist, he knows not everybody's going to go along with this, so you've got to monitor people, and it has to be on a global system so you can have global control. And, in fact, it's getting so commonplace. Listen to this USA Today article, and it talks about so many video surveillance cameras. It says, whether as motorists or pedestrians, as visitors to convenience stores, banks, ATMs, or the post office, as shoppers with credit cards or telephone users, even at leisure, even in parks, playgrounds, golf courses, we are constantly on candid camera. Full-time surveillance is a reality of modern life. And of course, the whole premise is they get us conditioned in a state of fear, so that we can give up these freedoms, all in the name of reducing crime, all in the name of traffic concerns, all in the name of supposed terrorism. Millions of cameras, folks, are going up right now here in our country. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting, of course, that they had to have those satellites up in the sky to spy on the wicked Russians. That was all about the wicked Russians. They were going to take away our freedom. They wanted to take over our country. We had to have the satellites to spy on them. They're not using them to spy on the Russians. They use them to spy on the American people. And how many people have ever asked, hey, we didn't want those to spy on us. We wanted them to protect us. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're there to protect the Antichrist system, because we cannot have dissent against this move towards the one world order, the one world financial system, and the one world religion that's coming. Go ahead.
Well, that's just it. You know, you might be tempted to think that, hey, there's no way. Come on, you know, they wouldn't use that for nefarious purposes on us, would they? Well, again, you create a crisis, then you manage the outcome. You know, the Russians became the excuse to launch it, and we're no, we're just watching those people, those nasty people, those horrible people that are against us. And, you know, then, of course, the latest one is, of course, with the terrorists, you know. And there's that, you know, so we got to do this. Forget the Russians. We got to monitor people here in America. And sorry if it's also your phone call, but what else are we supposed to do? We have to scan everything looking for those terrorists. And it's all been pre-programmed and planned, and it's all over the place. But what's happening now is they're just coming out of the woodwork, and it's just like, hey, who cares? We're just doing it. Right now in England, there's over 4 million cameras in the government and private sector. In fact, they have a term they call over there in England. It's called the Iron Curtain, or a virtual surveillance canopy. Okay, and it's common knowledge to the person in Britain. In fact, one person said this about how dense the surveillance really is in England. Listen to this. They said, so dense is the network in many urban areas, people may be monitored from the moment they step out their front door, to be kept under observation on their way to work, in the office, even in a restaurant, even if they choose to dine out. Over the course of a day, they can be filmed by 300 cameras. And the latest figures show that in cities, people have been captured on film at least once every 5 minutes. But it's not just England, it's all over the world, folks, and that's what you got to understand. Right now, Japan, they followed suit. They've got their own cameras. In fact, they've taken it even a step further. They've gone so far as to install intercoms on some of their cameras so they warn people in advance of inappropriate behavior. In fact, you know, there's many projects, and Dr. Montine, I believe you talked about these before, but, you know, the classic example, of course, is Echelon. And, you know, I guess I just don't take anything for granted, but, you know, assuming people don't know about it, hopefully most people do, but Echelon is a cooperative effort that's been going on for quite some time among the United States, England, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, and under the guise of national security and terrorist threats. This is set up, folks, this system, to monitor and intercept all phone calls, all faxes, all data transfers, all radio transmissions, and emails.
And that's everywhere in the world. That's not just in the United States. Everywhere in the world. We're watching everyone.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. And it's all being monitored. And they're figuring out new different ways for us to be monitored. And frankly, even give up information. I don't have the time to go into it now, maybe in a future interview. But even we just exposed this a couple weeks ago in our Book of Revelation study. Facebook. I got a new name for Facebook. I call it Tracebook. And when you start tracing the roots of Facebook and the founders and the CEO and the connections, folks, it goes all the way up to the CIA and Information Awareness System. The whole thing's designed to tap information on you. This is common knowledge now, folks.
And with your picture right there. And we're giving them the information so they can compile their dossiers on every citizen. And I think that's so fascinating. Facebook can be directly tied into the CIA. See, I thought the CIA was supposed to be spying on our enemies. They are. The American people, of course.
Well, yeah, and the scary thing that people don't realize, yeah, it's your picture, but that's just the beginning. Because with Facebook and all the little neat little nifty things you get to do with that thing, is they know who your friends are, they know what your habits are, they know what your likes and dislikes are, and they create a whole database. In fact, there's functions on there that you could say on the database of your circle of friends and all the other people, you know, who and what movie did you watch? What was your favorite movie? What's your political aversion? All these things. And so it's not just your name and address anymore, or even your picture. It's your whole behavioral study. They're developing behavioral study, and we've been schnookered into giving up that information under the guise of, hey, it's just a great way to connect. No, it's a great way to connect to the Antichrist system and volunteer for information to keep you under lines. One guy, Mike Frost, he worked for these kind of systems with Echelon. Listen to what he says. He says, and he worked there, folks, for 19 years. Direct quote. He says, communication knows no borders. Somebody will pick it up somewhere, and it will be on somebody's desk. I guarantee it. He said, a case in point, there was a lady on the phone talking one day to her friend about a school play that she had been to the night before. and that her son was in the school play, and she thought he'd done, you know, kind of a lousy job. And so she said to her friend about her son in the play, she said, "Boy, he really bombed last night." He said, working at this place, he said that conversation was highlighted, and it ended up on an analyst's desk the next morning because the word bomb was in there. And all this lady was doing was talking about her son in the play the night before. Now, that conversation of that lady is held indefinitely, he says. So if 2 or 3 or 4 years later she talks about somebody else bombing or something, and the computer spits it out again as being the second or third hit on the person's name, you can graduate, he said, from being a possible terrorist to a probable terrorist. He says it's that easy. He said if they say that you are a probable terrorist and pass that information on to those responsible for that sort of activity, he said, just think of what can happen to your life. And he says, listen, you would never know why. He said, all of a sudden, your MasterCard doesn't work anymore. All of a sudden, your phone is down. All of a sudden, things start falling apart in your life, and you have no reason why, and nobody will ever tell you. And he has a warning for anybody who says, oh, no, come on, come on, it can't happen to me. He said this, and he worked there, folks, for 19 years. He said, if you don't want anybody to know what you're saying, don't say it. Because if you do say it, somebody will be listening.
Has he written a book, or where is that information?
That's actually a quote that I have.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. Anyway, Pastor, would you like to go ahead and get your website out there in case people would like to get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, sure. You could check us out at our main website at NiagaraFrontierBible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, B-I-L-L-Y-C-R-O-N-E, N as in Nancy, Billy Crone. Just Google that, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And we actually carry a number of the DVD sets that Pastor Crone has put out because we think they're very informative and really very, very important for people today. So pick the story up.
Well, you know, and again, you're looking at all this, and you're looking at all this surveillance technology and people coming out of the woodwork and former people, you know, what was going on. And, you know, it's tempted to, again, say, well, absolutely not. No way, man. These people are not going to get me. I'm going to run to the hills. I'm going to stockpile food. I'm going to store up some ammo. They are never going to catch me. I'm just checking out of this system. Well, they've already got a plan for that. And, again, they've had many years to think about that. For those of you who think that you're going to run to the hills and stockpile food and ammo, well, good luck is about all I can say because they've thought of everything. As we saw last time, they're going to grab total control of the food supply. But even if you want to have a bunch on hand, they're going to come and get you anyway. We saw this already happen just a couple months ago to a family in Ohio. In December 1st, a SWAT team with semi-automatic rifles entered the private home of the Stowers family. They lived in LaGrange, Ohio. And they herded the family, I mean, just out of the blue. Can you imagine this? Burst into your house, SWAT teams with machine guns. Herded the family onto the couches in the living room. They kept guns trained on them, the parents, the children, infants, toddlers, for about 9 hours. Why? Because the Stowers ran a very well-known food cooperative called the Manna Storehouse. Agents were there from the Department of Agriculture. The agents began rifling through the family possessions. Many items were taken that were not on the search warrant, which they said was extremely flimsy anyway. The family was not permitted a phone call. They were not told what crime they were being charged with. They were not read their rights. Over $10,000 worth of food was taken, including the family's personal stock of food for that coming year. All their computers were taken. Their cell phones were taken, as well as their phone and contact records of people who were part of the food cooperative. They were literally shut down, and they were not given a rational explanation or justification. And so they thought about that. Well, the second one is, well, okay, forget it. If I can't run to the hills and stockpile food, I'm just going to get on the plane. I'm out of here. Well, they've already thought of that, too. See, that they've all modes of trying to flee and the scene and all modes of transportation and communication, they're already beginning to monitor. Folks, people don't even realize under the guise of terrorism what they're doing to our airports. Okay, first of all, you have the whole issue with the real ID that's coming down the pike, and if you don't have that, which is a national ID card coming to a country near you, then you're not even going to be able to get on a plane, okay, let alone open a bank account, et cetera, et cetera. But if you just want to get on a plane, if you haven't noticed, folks, pay attention to the next time you're on, I do quite a bit of flying myself, pay attention next time you're going through the airport. They not only screen with an x-ray with your baggage looking for explosives or terrorist activity and things of that nature, they're doing, the TSA is, the Transportation Security Administration, is screening behavior. Check it out yourself. It's behavioral screening. Not belongings, behavior. They're looking for people who look suspicious. They're being trained right now by the TSA to look for strange behavior. Plus, they've taken it into the next step is, actually, I made a joke about it one time when I shared that with a book of relations study. I said, I don't know about you guys, but next time I fly on an airplane, I'm just going to keep smiling wherever I go. And but, folks, this is deadly serious. I mean, if you look nervous, they're going to get you. And things of that nature. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're also using technology that with biometric technology in airports to see if you are distributing dangerous or strange behavior. In fact, they're going to set you up to see if you are going to demonstrate strange behavior. Let me give an example. They are doing pilot systems where you can gaze at the screen for, you look to see what your departure information is and stuff. Well, they expose the words like maybe something like Islamic Jihad. And then based on that stimuli, you are going to elicit some sort of biometric response, whether you know it or not. And it's going to be picked up on these sensors that they got placed all over the place. Well, what kind of sensors? Well, listen to this, folks. This sounds like science fiction. It's coming to an airport near you. While walking around certain parts of the airport terminal, a passenger may not realize he stepped on a, quote, smart carpet. filled with hidden biometric sensors. Now, you combine that with video and thermal biometric imaging, and that will help them detect if you got malicious intent. Another option is called a smart seat, and that's a cushion full of hidden biometric sensors that could provide much more detail read on somebody sitting in the airport, in the waiting area, or wherever. Even your voice. They have what's called layer voice analysis technology they're beginning to use in airports that can pick up verbal cues from a passenger who may pose a threat. And they're negotiating contracts right now for airports, yes, folks, worldwide, and they're hoping they'll be implemented by 2010. But I'm telling you, that is just the tip of the iceberg. Homeland Security to the rescue, so to speak, and of course I'm being sarcastic, they've taken it even a step further. Now, this is going to sound like science fiction, but we provide the actual video proof. Okay, we're not making this up. Listen to this. Baggage searches are so early 21st century. Homeland Security is now testing the next generation of security screening, a body scanner that can read your mind. Most preventative screening looks for explosives or metals that pose a threat, but a new system turns the old approach on its head. This Orwellian-sounding machine detects the person, not the device, set to wreak havoc and terror. But this is no polygraph test. Subjects do not get hooked up or strapped down for careful reading. Those sensors do all the work without any actual physical contact. Quote, it's like an X-ray for bad intentions. We shared the actual video clip from 60 Minutes. They did a special on this. Called simply Mind Reading. And we shared the actual video and where they have developed the technology where they have mapped the human brain. You've heard of mapping the human genome. Well, they've been mapping also the human brain. Folks, I'm not making this up. Please check this out. This is the society that we are going to be thrust into. It's the Antichrist's ultimate machine to annihilate and get rid of people. And so on this video, the lady for 60 Minutes, they went and checked it out. And what they're doing is they can't read your thoughts per se, but what they've done is they've mapped your brain. So if you think of, let's say, a hammer, well, that they've checked it and they've mapped it and cataloged it. Well, that appears in a certain section of your brain. If you think of a house, then that appears in another section of your brain. And so on and on and on it goes. And so what they've done is they've cataloged all this so that when you think that and you go through this brain scan, then they can, in essence, kind of like in a reverse way, tell what you're thinking, okay? And and so they put these people to the test. This interview, they took the producer who was producing that show, simply called Mind Reading, on 60 Minutes, and they said, well, let's try it on her. And they did it on her. She was a guinea pig, and they showed the actual video clip, and they put her in this scanner, and they told her to think about 10 different things. And when she came out of there, the computer began to spit out thing. And of course, the computer had a voice, and the computer detected 10 out of 10 perfectly the 10 objects that she was thinking about. Now, here's where it gets really creepy. Then they go to over in Germany of all places, and they're taking the technology in Germany, not just for what you're thinking, but
well,
the thoughts in your head.
We'll be back in just a moment here for the final segment. Bye bye. Hold on.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, the final segment of our program today. Pastor, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, you know, and again, what I was saying was in Germany, they've taken a step further. They can not only isolate your thoughts, what you're thinking about, in kind of a reverse fashion, but they're getting it down to your, quote, thoughts and intents. Okay, now what people need to realize is how creepy this is. I mean, is we shared this actual video on the Final Countdown study as well. And it was an interchange between Chief Justice Roberts and guess who? Then-Senator Joseph Biden. And he was grilling Chief Justice Roberts before he became the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And we share the actual video clip there, and he shares on the video clip, he says he was concerned about how he was going to rule on certain things. And he said two things, and we shared one of them on the Final Countdown, and that was, we're concerned about how you would rule on mandatory tagging of people with an implant to track their every movement. He said there's actual discussion about that. Mark my words, you will rule on that before your tenure is up. But he also said another thing, the very interesting. He said the second thing he was concerned about, yeah, really, but he said was not only with implants and tracking people all over and how he's going to rule on that, He said, can brain scans be used to determine a person's violent tendencies? He says there's actual discussion about that. Mark my words, you will rule on that before your tenure's up. Now, you talk about the ultimate control device. Even if a person was guilty, even if they were not, okay, to have a device where they're going to have their brain scanned, and as we all know, computers never make mistakes, wink, wink, and it to spit out, yes, absolutely, the computer, the brain scan, has determined that this person has violent tendencies. They need to be locked up, done away with, or put out of their misery. Folks, we have the technology. Now, this on this video clip, this guy that was with the brain scan technology, two things that were really scary, and I left him on there purposely, was he gave the example of how this could be used in society. He used the airport analogy. I thought that was very interesting. And number two, the lady asked him, when will this technology be available? And he said, in about 3 to 5 years. That's the kind of surveillance society, folks, that we are headed to. But it's the ultimate system. You know, one person said this. They said, in this age of terrorism and out of control, illegal immigration, it is the growing belief by many Americans that we must all be regulated, restricted, licensed, registered, directed, checked, inspected, measured, numbered, counted, stamped, authorized, fined, harassed, disarmed, exploited, and taxed in the name of protection. The trouble is that the outlook is just plain wrong, and it isn't freedom. According to a report from the London-based Privacy International, privacy is being extinguished in country after country. Great Britain and the United States fell into the lowest performing group of endemic surveillance societies. As technology develops, databanks of personal information are being collected on everything from medical records to financial and employment histories to school records to buying habits at the supermarket. The government is building databanks on farm animals. Our cars have little black boxes that record data on our driving habits. In addition to the uses of video cameras, computer chips, and biometric screening to monitor our activities are growing rapidly, step by step, using a wide variety of good excuses Americans are allowing themselves to be fingerprinted, their eyes scanned, computer chips inserted into their skin, providing DNA and more. The most important question one must ask before relying completely on available technology is, quote, who is in control of it? Now, none of this will make absolute sense, folks, until you get the answer. And the answer's been right under your nose all the time. Yes, the truth is out there. It's been in the Holy Bible all this time. We know who's in control of it. One day, the Bible predicted that the Antichrist will arise on the scene, and he will not just have total authority. He will have total global authority to control, to monitor, and yes, even kill, who refuse to worship him and go along with him, his society, and eventually to one day where this system is going to tell you, person, you either take this chip or you are going to starve. Folks, I'm not making this up. This is stuff you can check out yourself. We are living in these days, and it is time to get ready.
Amen to that. Well, I think we're living in exciting times, frightening times for the people who don't know the Lord. And of course, I think to one of the great benefits of people watching this is if they don't know the Lord, hopefully they're going to begin to want to look for solutions. If they do know the Lord, I hope that the message will draw them closer.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for people that, you know, just like, you know, you could study this and you could, you know, really get fearful. But you know what? When you give your life to Jesus Christ and you call upon his name and ask him for the forgiveness of your sins, you become his child. And you become a part of his kingdom. And the Bible is clear. Satan is a usurper. The Antichrist is a phony. He is the Antichrist, the fake one. Okay, the real one is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter 2, what God's attitude is towards these people who are trying to, quote, literally take over the planet. It says this, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them. God's up there laughing. It's like, excuse me, you really think that you're going to overthrow my kingdom? And see, that's the good news, folks, is after the seven-year tribulation, the Bible clearly predicts that Jesus Christ really is coming back, and he's going to set up the thousand-year millennial reign here on planet Earth, and you don't want to miss it.
Amen to that. Well, I think that we're going to see a lot of terrible, terrible things coming down the line. Certainly, I think there's going to be increased tempo of violence. I think there's going to be increased tempo of chaos. I'm certain there's going to be another great war that is going to have devastating effects on this country. And all we can do, of course, is try to get people to understand that there is a master plan, and they better understand what's going on. So, once again, our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and certainly we carry this DVD set. It's 10 DVDs of the final countdown, the two parts, part one and part two. And Pastor Crone, you got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, again, I just would encourage people, if you want to call this encouragement, but this is what's going on. Folks, it's all over the place. If you think you're going to run to the hills and stock food, they got that covered. If you think you're going to get on the airport and fly away, they got that covered. You think you're going to get in your car and you're just going to flee, they got that covered. They have devices that will shut down your car with satellite technology. They'll just blow the brains out of the car or literally take control of your car. They'll track your car. They're coming out with license plates that have this tracking technology on them. A thing that we've been exposing now and getting ready to, Lord willing, exposing again is even your cell phone. You're being tracked right now, folks, with your cell phone. In fact, it's common knowledge that they can download software onto your cell phone and track even what you say. There is no privacy. We're heading towards total surveillance.
We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures
shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pastor Krohn. We actually carry the final countdown. It's 10 DVDs, part one, part two. You get the two of them together, why, you get at a better price. We also have the CDs of our talks, and they're called Countdown to Armageddon. We only have part one available. It's five CDs. It's the first five of the going along with the first five of the DVDs. We'll have the others available later. We also carry his information on creation. We carry his information on Get a Life, Please Don't Go to Hell. We carry a number of the things he's put together, because he has a lot of video clips, a lot of scripture. He does a great job of presenting this, and I know that we enjoy it, our family enjoys it, and we hope you will as well. So, if you want to get the information and share it with others, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But what is really fascinating in the video clips he includes, vitally important to your understanding of what's going on today. Well, we put together a new four CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. There you'll hear interviews with several people trained as assassins. One was told to kill a presidential candidate. The other was asked to kill a head of state. And of course, he was asked to kill a high-ranking naval officer. And you have to understand, this thing really goes on. You'll hear the interview with Roger Wilcox, who interviewed the man who was assigned the job of killing General Patton. They wanted to kill Patton. After all, they couldn't let him come back to the United States and tell the American people that they'd intentionally delayed the war and killed hundreds of thousands of more people. Patton wanted to end the war. He wanted to take his army division right on through to Berlin and end the war. And, well, of course, our leaders didn't want that. They wanted to prolong the war, so they cut his gasoline off, and then, of course, orders were given to kill Patton. We carry the book, Target Patton. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this sort of thing really goes on in the world today. So we have this great new four CD set on Target Patton. If you're interested in soy and soy products, put together a great new four CD set on soy and what you should really know about soy products. And then, of course, we have our interviews with Pastor, find me with Dr. Russell Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets, and then we have a new DVD that he made at our last conference called Vaccines and Brain Development. And the vaccines are not safe, they know that, but they're destroying the minds of so many of our children. That's why, of course, 150 children are autistic. You don't see this in the Amish children. Why do you see it in the children with the vaccines? Because the mercury and the aluminum and the other things they put in causes inflammation in the brain, and they know what they're doing. And they, in fact, they still have the mercury in the influenza vaccine. Why do you think they're so anxious to give it to the older people? Because they know, of course, the terrible effect it will have on their minds. And of course, they get Alzheimer's disease and they die off. And why? They just useless eaters anyway. They're older. Understand there is real evil in the world. We actually have a great new four tape set, or four CD set, Vaccine Update 2009. Vaccine Update 2009. We carry Neil Miller's little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? If you'd want to buy the book, you can go up to my website and go over my newsletters. I did newsletters on vaccines in years past. That's RadioLiberty.com. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.